physical lens. And that is the reason that as we are interpreting here, we are delighted about the purity of the translation with no agenda of simply trying to find words that match the vibrational intent. So you could say, if you were trying to be absolutely accurate, that Abraham is Esther's inner being. But because law of attraction is what it is, Esther's inner being is not a singular being, but always gathered with others that are of vibrational same intent. And so it is a sort of family or collective consciousness of vibrational intent. Some would call it God, and others would be offended by that. Some would call it Source. Some would call it Abraham. And we say, it matters not what you call it. Do not try to quantify it, and do not try to figure out where it comes from. Jerry says on a regular basis, after all of this time, you have no way through your physical lens of identifying with any sort of perspective exactly what it is. And we say, feel your way through it, you see. And so one day a woman said to us, what planet are you from? And we explained that we were non-physical and that that meant non-place, which made us not valid to her. She was very frustrated that we would not admit where we had come from. And we want you to understand that when you realize that we are that which you are, and as you get to know who you are, and as we are able to introduce consciously you to you, the physical you to the inner you, and we offer processes that help you to turn downstream until you come into alignment with you. Once you're in alignment with you, you won't need words to define who we are, because you'll be in the vibrational place of that which we are, and the knowing will permeate through your being. Esther had a wonderful experience in their cabin earlier today as Jerry was having a chat with Abraham. And Esther had been doing some other things, and as she sat to allow Abraham to visit with Jerry, she had a visual experience of literally relaxing and feeling her boat turn and move in the stream. And she said to Jerry, what an interesting thing to realize that all along what's been happening, no matter where I was during the day, no matter where I had put my boat into the stream, when I put my brain on pause, when I quieted my thoughts, when I deliberately sat and deliberately released whatever particle of resistance was in me, the stream took me directly to Abraham. And that's what happens to all of you. Release your resistance and go right there and know it. And then you can speak it from your personal experience instead of listening to someone else's awkward words.
Thank you. I have one more question.
Speak loudly.
Maybe two. So I want to ask if, for example, you meet the person you in love and you wanted to, if you come back. So would you put your thoughts to the universe that you would like to meet this person again in your next life, or just leave it up for the universe to do that?
Well, it's a good question, because what you're really asking is, how much of my future life experiences am I prepaving or requesting from where I stand? And we say, since you are an eternal and therefore a continuing being, in the same way that your intentions were established, some intentions as you came into this physical experience, and the intentions that you hold here are playing out, certainly you are a continuum. But that question, when spoken from our human form friend, is almost without exception an upstream question. Because what it's saying is, I finally worked the bugs out of my life, and I don't want to have to work them out again. Yeah. Esther has said that to us. I really like the way things are turning out. And do I really have to start over again as a child who has to train all of those adults again? And we want you to realize that from your broader non-physical perspective.